There's a place I have found in the shade.
Hello, and welcome to the Permaculture Vine, episode 6. Today we have a great guest in Leszek Frankiewicz. Leszek is a permaculture designer and owner of a permaculture farm in Beskid Wispy, Poland. Hope I got that right. Leszek graduated from Jeff Lawton's online permaculture design course. He then went on to study under Dan Halsey, and since then he's been using advanced IT tools for designing. Leszek is a member of the United Designers team created by Dan Halsey, a team that has been doing advanced permaculture projects around the world for many years. Being part of this team allows Leszek to use the knowledge and resources of the group, which also carries out advanced projects in Poland. Leszek's done 40 designs to date, but he gains practical skills at home on the field near Limanowa. In his opinion, this is the best combination of activities to become an increasingly competent designer practitioner, and I can't argue with that. So, on to the interview with Leszek. Hello, I'd like to welcome Leszek to the Permaculture Vine podcast. Leszek, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Leszek Frankiewicz. I live in Poland. I have been a permaculture designer for the last 5 years. Four or five years. I completed PDC with Jeff Lawton 4 years ago. Straight after that, ecological training using digital tools with Dan Halsey. I have my own small farm in the south of Poland in the mountains. This is 1.4 hectares. When I gain my skills, when I learn, and what I learn here is, I would say, a lot of what I learn I'm using in my design work. That's basically it. And this is like one part of my permaculture interest. The other is connected, we just starts to be. The other is connected with the second part of permaculture, which has to do with care of people, which in the future will be an important, most important, I would say, part of my permaculture activity. So that's basically my background, and that's it. I've been involved in permaculture, with permaculture, basically around 8-10 years. But first years it was just not very active. I just knew that something like permaculture exists. We are making with my wife. In fact, my wife introduced me to permaculture. So we are making just small things without any complicated designs or so ever. But it started like 8-10 years ago. So that's basically my background.
Thanks very much. We're delighted to have you on. And there's a lot to cover there. So if we start from the start, you said your wife first introduced you to permaculture. Do you want to tell us what that sort of discussion involved, and what was your initial reaction? Was it like no chance I know what I'm doing, or what?
Yeah, it was funny thing, because you know, my if you knew me 12-15 years ago, the only thing which I had to do with nature was lawn. In fact, I was a big fan of a beautiful lawn. And by then my wife found out Sepp Holzer and get interested in it, and she started showing me it, what he's doing, how he's using like thermal masses to grow squash, for example, in the mountains, and so on and so on. And my reaction was, I will never do it, because it's much cheaper to go to the shop, to the grocery, and buy the thing. It doesn't make any sense for us. By then, we are involved in a beautiful, I would say, business. We had a couple of cottages for rent in the mountains, and it was our life, our business. And I said, I will never be doing it. So that's basically how it started. But then the awareness of, in general awareness, started to change, started to shift when I understood what was going out, what is going on out in the world, how ecologically spoiled our planet is. And I was looking at all these warming up things which affected me immensely, because when I had cottages, when I had this business, about 40% of my income was winter. It was 3 months in the winter, and just one snowless winter made me almost bankrupt. So I understood that it's a serious matter that we must change. We must change for something, and then I started to look at permaculture much more seriously. But basically, it was for me, it was a way to be resilient and to be self-sufficient and to log out of the system. And to forget about everyone, everything, and just build one big permaculture fortress and forget about the whole world. That was my thinking about permaculture 6-8 years ago, I would say. And it was the goal while we sold everything, we sold our business, and we bought this farm which we have right now, and we started permaculture in here. So basically, that was the goal, and this is how it all started.
So you were right. So you were sort of jolted on it by the realization of the climate's changing, my weather's changing, and I have to become resilient. And then you moved to the farm. So what do? Do you educate yourself through YouTube? And take it, this is pre PDC. Did you just get on the land and start doing? I think you said you had a little bit of gardening experience before that. So when you land on the land, what do you do? Where do you start?
It started on YouTube. It started on YouTube, and my biggest mentor by then was definitely Sepp Holzer. I was watching everything with him. Fortunately, I know a bit of German, so I understood these original videos from Sepp. So this is how it started. And in 2016, we went with my whole family. We went for 1 week training at his farm. And this changed everything. This changed everything. Then I understood that this is not about resiliency, which is kind of important thing, but it's not the focus should be somehow concentrated on some completely different angle and completely different thing, and it has to do with doing the things which you love, the things which you doing, not the things that makes sense, but the things which you want to do, you love to do, to help nature and to help find yourself the right place in this nature and play important role in this nature, regardless if it makes sense or doesn't from the financial viewpoint or economical viewpoint. This is something which I understood visiting his farm and making this whole education, and my kids, which were by then teenagers, were with me, and it was a big, very important thing that they were with me, and they understood the same. So we are on the same side right now, although they are not doing permaculture, but and they are not living with us, but it was very, very important point that we are together. So this was a really a starting point of permaculture for me, the real permaculture for me. And after that, I went for PDC and completed PDC and started design.
So if we go to the Sepp Holzer course, what did that entail? Was that a week residential course?
Yes, it was 5 days residential course. It was a lot of theory, some of practice. But this theory was theory together with seeing how this farm operates made me understand maybe not understand, because I can say honestly that I still have a lot to learn, and this is not that I understand everything, but it made, I would say, it completely changed my mind about agriculture. And this is what I'm trying to achieve when I'm making my design. I always say to my customers that this is not about a plan that you have to do, but this is about the switch which the design has to do in your mind. So you start to think completely differently about what is going on in nature and how you can help nature to do what she likes to do.
Right. So you come back from the course. Was there much gap between the Sepp Holzer course and starting the online PDC?
I made online PDC with Jeff Lawton, and it was a bit disappointment for me.
Right.
PDC with Jeff Lawton.
Yeah.
It was disappointment because it was very, very on a very abstract level for me by then. So I had to. There was like 780 videos within this course, 10 months or something like this intensive course, and it was without. I mean, I think that it a bit depends on the mindset of a person, but for me, if something is on a theoretical level and it's not down to the ground and you don't know how to do some things, it's a pure abstraction. You don't know what to do with it. It was difficult, really. Honestly, I would not recommend PDC for someone who doesn't want to be a permaculture designer. Because if you want to be a permaculture designer, that's a must. Whether you like it or not, but it's a must. But if not, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was on the same PDC as you, the 2019 one. I found it quite good myself because I have a very young family, so it allowed me to get the PDC and learn all that stuff without actually over a extended period of time instead of going for a 2-week residential PDC. So that's why I went. I had originally enrolled in a PDC here in Ireland. I just couldn't go. I didn't want to leave my young children for 2 weeks. But yeah, you're right. So you, from someone coming from a very practical background yourself, so you found it was the concepts were abstract, and then so did you take the PDC to learn more about permaculture or to become a designer?
No, I didn't. By then, I didn't know that I would become a designer. It was not. But it all happened, I would say, fortunately, because it was right now. I'm really happy that I made this course, the PDC, because without it, you cannot be designer. No way. You have to know all these basics. But it's only now, after 5 or 4 years after that, that I'm using. I'm not starting, but right now I'm using intensively all this stuff, all this material from PDC. I'm coming back to it, after a number of designs which I made, after a number of problems which I had to solve, both in my farm and with my customers, I understand how valuable it is. But it is only you absolutely have to combine with practice, with real practice. You have to make the swale, you have to make a pond, you have to put plants into it, and so on and so on. And then you understand why like edges are important, and why some zones around pond are important, because there are freezing, some are not freezing. So all these details, on these nuances which come up, and then you understand why you need PDC. So that this is how it works for me.
Right. So you went into the PDC then not expecting to be a designer. So then when did you realize then that you wanted to be a designer? Was it after the PDC was completed?
You know, during the PDC, I don't know how it happened, but one day I just saw Dan Halef's web page, and it was how to say it? It was so beautiful for me these designs, I could look at them for hours, and I didn't understand what it's all about. But they were just so beautiful, and I thought that this is the way how you really can go with theory, show this theory with digital design, and then implement it on site. But this is something which was missing for me within PDC, because we didn't during PDC we didn't have these tools, and whatever tools were the only tools only tool we had was just a pencil and a piece of paper. Yeah, that was the tool. And but together with all this knowledge of PDC, what Dan Halsey staff is giving you in addition is enormous knowledge regarding planting, regarding sizes and climate and just everything. It just goes together. Of course, you have to work with it very intensively, and it doesn't play by itself. But it's incredible aid for a designer, and this is what I saw. So I combined PDC with what I saw with Dan Halsey, and straight after PDC I completed it and passed it in May, and on 1st of June I started PDC with Dan Halsey, and then after, in fact, after I completed, or in a moment that at the moment that I was in the middle of it, I understood that designing such things is something which I would very much like to do, especially for the fact that I'm IT person, and so all these tools were not, I wouldn't say that they were not a problem for me, but I was, it was like my life, yeah, it was not difficult to learn it and to use it, so I was very, very, very yeah.
Yeah, so you had an aptitude for it already. So you've done the PDC with Jeff. You moved on to Dal Halsey's PDC, which I've seen his designs as well. It's a very distinctive look, very nice look. And I've seen your designs as well. They look very nice. So after going through all that now, so you're working as a designer and you have your own place as well. So do you do both remote design work and in person design work in Poland?
Let me supplement also one thing, because it was also the time that I didn't know, because we sold our business, we had some money, but we didn't have enough money until the end of our life. So we had to invent some kind of job and something to earn money. And this design being a permaculture designer, happened to me in the right place, in the right moment. I didn't know how to market it, I didn't know how to advertise and so on, but it all, everything came later, but it was a very important thing for me that I could earn money on it. And my attitude was always, after I sold my business, that I do not want to make some enormous money. What is enough for me is to just have my monthly something which allows me to live. And what I'm doing right now is like I'm making between 8 and 12 design per year. So it's like monthly payment, and that's my attitude. I do not need to, and this is how I'm charging it. I have to charge something, but it is not some enormous amount that people are not able to pay. So that's my attitude.
Yeah, I don't think any of us is going to get rich. But the point of this sort of the podcast is to try and find out different people and find out how they're earning an income so that we can teach the people coming behind, basically. So you have now a PDC. It was 2019, so 4 years experience. You have 40 designs. So as you navigated your journey, what was your biggest challenges on actually starting to get that income every month?
If I understood correctly, you are asking for challenges regarding my monthly earning. Yeah, that's your question.
Yeah, basically your challenges from basically starting your PDC to become a designer who's now earning a monthly income. What was there any big challenge that stood out for you? Like you mentioned marketing, was it you said the design work came easy because you had the aptitude for it because of your background. Was there any big challenge that stood out?
The biggest, I would say three challenges, I think three or more, but let's start with three. Where number one is about advertising and find the right audience for it. And still it is not easy. It doesn't come that fast because in my country, in general, mentality is that everyone wants to use do-it-yourself version. And basically that's okay, but the problem with permaculture is that you just cannot, I mean, you can do it, but the point is that you understand that you did something wrong after 10 years or something like that. Or when the plants and the trees are planted in the wrong way, or when we are making some earthworks and you have to repeat it because they are done wrongly, soils are in the wrong place, ponds are in the wrong place, and so on and so on. So so basically, that's DIY do it yourself attitude is a problem in my country. So that's number one. Number two is combining work of a designer with the work of a farmer. That's really difficult because especially when you are starting a farm and you have some difficult place like I have. I am the mountains, the difference in levels on my farm is 45 meters, which is a lot. So I have a lot of terraces, I have some ponds, and I almost do not have flat area. So if you want to fit with forest garden or with whatever, with vegetable garden, it's really difficult. So I am still after 5 years, I'm still engineering, I'm still setting it up. It's not completed. And my daily work looks like this, that between 8 and 4, 5 o'clock p.m. I'm working on my farm, and starting about 4, 5 p.m. I'm doing the design, because the design, it's just another job. It's like 160, 170 hours per month, in fact, which we have to work in order to do it. So all Saturdays, all Sundays, I'm making designs and all majority of afternoons. So that's the challenge number two. And challenge number three is about exchanging knowledge, exchanging ideas about the design. Because what I found is that I am creating, I'm making. I have some pre-prepared things like guilds and so on and so on, and some combinations which I just copy paste, which is not sometimes it makes sense to do it, but sometimes it doesn't. But the point is the problem that I do not have anyone to talk about it with. I don't have second person to exchange ideas and work collectively on it. That creates a problem for me. I'm not saying that these designs are bad, but they definitely could be better. On the other hand, the point is also that not very many people are prepared to take even that level of design. I mean the customers. So when they get this design, they still have a lot of to learn and understand that they can adopt this design. So this level of design. So, but at least they have something to start with. But basically, that's a challenge for me as well. And I also think that another challenge is that as I started in the beginning, I started to understand that building like a permaculture fortress, it doesn't make any sense. You have to go out, you have to relate to other people, and you have to if we on this world, if you want to create safety, in fact, so we cannot do it by closing up in our permaculture small fortresses, small places. We have to go out, we have to relate to other people, because other people is a safety for us, not the other way around. And that's a challenge, because that means that I have to do something else as well. So I have to go into this direction of relating to people, of creating communities, of helping people understand, going into area of education and so on and so on. So that's another challenge.
Yeah, that I can echo that challenge for us here at Fine as well, because that's what we were struggling with, working on our own as independent people, having that forum to bounce off. That's why one of the reasons why we got together as well, was because we need that. We need that forum to just, it's like the collective is better. The sum is greater than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is. I still find it challenging being remote here in Northern Ireland, because all my permaculture community is online. It can definitely be a challenge. Could you tell us more about your farm? What do you have in the farm? Have you crops, animals? How you designed it?
It was, in fact, it was not design. I started doing it before designing. So when I got a little bit of knowledge, I understood that there is a lot of things which are done completely upside down. And some of them I could reverse, some I couldn't. But basically what I have right now is I have 300 square meters, but this is effective surface of a vegetable garden, which is a lot. I didn't understand, I didn't know that 300 square meters is so much work, and it's really a lot of work. We have everything on the raised beds with drip watering, and I have seven ponds. In four of them I have fish. Two of them are just small decoration ponds, and the biggest one is on top, and it's a spare container for water for drought periods, which start to be more and more frequent in my current country, and in this part of Europe, probably everyone saw. Last year, Loara and big rivers in Europe. The same happened in August in my country. So fish are something which I have. Vegetable garden. I do not have other animals so far. This year I will have ducks, and I will have hens, chicken. The problem, as I said in the beginning, there is so much work that I am alone. We do it only with my wife, and all this physical difficult work is for me. So I am not able to do it everything combined, as I said in the beginning, combine creating farm and making design. So it also takes time. But with chicken and with goose, which we are preparing, it was for us a very difficult decision where to make it. It took us and that's an important lesson for everyone, because you can put your chicken tractor or chicken coop wherever, but you're going to this place 2-3 times a day. And when you have 45 meters difference in elevation, that really makes it either difficult or easy. And you have to combine it with the fact that I am 60 right now, and within 20 years I am 80. And at the same time, for me, chicken place is the main place of making compost. So I also have to understand how to transport this compost to the vegetable garden. And it was really not easy how to combine it for me. So this is the reason why I do not have chicken so far. But this year I'm starting it. And in June, I'm starting to put it to make it. So we have chicken, we have goose, we have ducks, definitely. And we shall see how about the rest. Maybe we'll have sheep. We have not decided yet. But this 1.5 hectare is simply not enough to have some heavy heavy cows or something like that. It's just not enough. But I would love to have. But we'll definitely not have it. But this lesson, you know, with fish is difficult and important one for me. Because it's on one hand it's very easy to have fish and you just they just leave alone and you don't have to feed them in fact, so that's really, but there is a whole economy and whole circulation of young, old, and how to combine it, how to transfer it from one pond to the other. So that's also a difficult lesson which you have to learn. It's not that easy.
Yeah, and you make a good point there. That's one of the things we've picked up on here, that anyone working in permaculture on a farm, it's not an easy choice. It's a lot of long hours, a lot of physical work. So you can't be shy of a day's work. And as you say, you have to keep learning. And we're never done learning. So it's good that you bring them things up, even with the fish. You have to learn all that that thing. So if you take it now from the going on your farm, taking through all this education as well, is there anything you look at, like a type one, and go, ah, why did I do that? The 10-year mistake, the type one error.
Yeah. And for my customers, because you asked a moment ago whether I'm if I only make design. I'm not only making designs, but I also try to implement it with my customers. Not everyone is wanting it, in fact. Everyone needs it, in fact. But I'm going to help people to implement it. And implementation, in fact, is basically earthwork, with which I have a lot of experience. I used to have experience before even permaculture. I made a huge earthworks on my place, so I really understand how to do it, and this is what I'm helping them with. Another thing is planting, because if you have 3,000 trees to plant, is not, and they are planted somehow on a design, but it's not that easy to place them in the right places. And you just cannot do it with a meter, that one tree is distant from the other 3 meters. You just cannot put it on your design, because it will be you just cannot read it by if you do it. So that's a very it's a very practical knowledge how to do it, and this is something which I'm saying as well. But it's not a huge income, I would say. But this is something important as well.
Yeah, and just to finish off the last few, you mentioned there people care. That's something you've been thinking about recently.
Yeah, as I said, that's the most, it starts to be the most important topic for me, for the reasons which I already mentioned. I think that we made a lot of, we as a civilization, as a permaculture society, let's call it, for last 40, 50 years, we made a huge effort. In fact, there are millions of people which are already in permaculture. When I started permaculture, the Facebook group in Poland was, I think that was several hundred people. Right now it's more than 150,000 people. And this is something like 8 years. I would say it is not due to my what I did, but there are several people which really are caring about permaculture and Facebook and all that business. But what I'm trying to say is that regardless of number of people which are involved, we are still permaculture, I would say, somehow disillusioned us, at least me, because we still have the system which is pressing us. We still have ecology which is going down. We still have food which is completely spoiled, and it's just a pure poison in certain times. And it didn't, I would say that it didn't bring what we expected, we as people involved in it. These who were creating it 40 years ago, I think that when they look at it, they might be very much disappointed with the impact which permaculture had on the real world. And I think that the reason for it is that it is not that wrong. It wasn't a mistake that we started with care of the earth, because it was kind of natural. But at this moment, I believe that we are at a moment of development of our consciousness, that we have to go into this second part, which has to do with care of people. And the question is, what does it mean to care of people? And for me, for me, that means that we have to go into understanding deeper the other being, in fact, the other person. And it's a very, there is a book, you probably might know it, and it was an ignition point for me. Lobby McNamara, People and Permaculture. And this is, when I bought it a couple of months ago, I understood that that's really the direction which we have to go into, to create, however we call it, communities or societies or groups of people, which either has to do directly with permaculture or not. But this taking care of other people, of putting ourselves in their shoes and understanding how deeply they suffer, in fact, how every one of us suffers, regardless on which political or economical side he is. That's a basic thing which we have to understand in order to make this world a bit better. So somehow this thing resonated with me, and I'm not sure if you know this book, but there is a beautiful statement from David Holmgren, which is recommending this book, which exactly underlines, stresses exactly what I think about it. So my job, how I see my job right now and how I see my future, in fact, is I will, of course, not stop to be a permaculture designer, but I'm moving into this direction and adopting completely new, I would say, technologies and skills which has to do with community building models. And this is what I want to do in the near future, and within 1-2 years time. And there is a beautiful methodology of a guy who is called Scott Peck. And I am absolutely fascinated with it. And this is something which he didn't even invent, because this is the book based on which of what I think about is called Different Drum. So if anyone is watching this podcast, I really recommend these two books if you want to somehow go deeper into people care and permaculture. I'm not saying that that's the only way. Probably there is a lot of ways, but this is the way the way for me to go out and to build communities, to help people get together, understand each other better, take care of each other better, and to for me it has to do with building some kind of parallel system to what we have right now, to this corporate democratic slash whatever what we have, because we just cannot burn it. It's not way. There's no way. We have to build something in parallel, and create a healthy community. And I'm absolutely positive that that we can do it, and I want to be part of it. Simply,
yeah. We definitely we could chat more with to help you in that at Vine, because I think we're in a corporatocracy heading towards idiocracy.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, of course. we are not far from it.
So for us, it's like we're going out. We're at the stage where we're just going out and showing people and educating people, trying to get them started, and just showing them it. You could basically sit and watch the news and get depressed all day, or you could go out to the garden and actually change something, or go out and build community. You don't need permission. You just go out and do it. So it's great that you're doing that, and it's definitely something maybe interested in chatting to you about, to see if we can maybe help you or anything, or even just to bounce ideas off. That would be great. And Leslie, thank you very much today. I think we could talk a lot longer, especially about that last piece. Maybe we'll get you back on down the road to talk about that more. Is there anything you'd like to tell us today, share with us? Where can people find you, your website and things like that?
Yeah, my website is it's in Polish, so it's kind of difficult. Permakultura/projekty. What I think it's important to say is that for me, permaculture was kind of ignition point to my own internal development, I would say, because all these crisis things and all these bad things which are happening, they were an important point for me to understand myself better and understand what's going in fact in the world, and I think that it's important for everyone to look around permaculture as well, look into what is going on, and not to hang on the things which are bad, because it doesn't make sense to go, as Jeff Lawton is saying in one of his videos, is that the situation is bad, we have enough evidence, and we do not have to delve into it any longer, that's enough. It doesn't make sense. So let's go for the positive, and let's go for something which is broadening our perspective and our understanding. And for me, there are two guys, in fact, which are my major mentors in my life, in fact, and they are completely outside of permaculture, but in a way they are also involved in permaculture. And number one is Charles Eisenstein, and number two is Ken Wilber. These are two guys which I will recommend for everyone, to especially Charles Eisenstein, who is talking a lot about ecology, about the story of separation, about the new world which is being born right now. And his attitude is extremely positive, because he's showing us what is going on, but he's also showing how the future will look like, or can look like. That's a message that I would like to leave. Go for the positive, and there is plenty of evidence that there is a lot of positive things which are going on, and let's hang on with them, and not with things like wars and all this malfunctions of the system, which are obvious, but it doesn't make to focus on them.
That's great. Leszek, thank you very much. Guys, thank you very much for listening. That was a great interview there with Leszek. If you want to have a look at our designer's kit, if you go to findpermaculture.com/kit and keep an eye out for the PDC, the professional as well, that's coming soon. Where we're going to take you from where you graduate from your PDC through some digital design, business, marketing, how you get yourself set up, and the rest of it. Leszek, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
By myself, only me. No one can guess what I came there to see.